You're listening to the show about Hanky Nookie Canoodle. It's Pork Fried Dice.
I'm Eric, and I'm the Dungeon Master.
I'm Abby, and I play Rafina.
I'm Alex, and I play Bathwack.
I'm KT, and I play Will.
I'm Adam, and I play Roscoe.
Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
Parenting skills
well,
today.
Let's let Alex talk so
oh,
we can
yay.
Get a level. And that's the only reason.
Oh, right.
Do you hear me now?
Yeah.
Is it clear?
Yeah.
It's crisp.
Good.
Is his level good?
I think so. If he doesn't move his face,
don't move your face.
That's the whole thing.
Can you
don't breathe? You silly guys, you and you.
Don't move your face when you talk.
This is good, right? And then by the end of the game, you're like, hey, what's up, guys? I'm in this podcast still. Oh, you can't see me, and I'm not by the microphone. Uh-oh, AC noises.
No, I recalibrated because I changed from AC to fan.
Aw.
All right. I was sent a recap.
Oh, yeah. Let me put... I gave some people here a listen beforehand, and I think it might help you if I put the lyrics in the chat.
Cool.
Okay. Before we listen, also, thank you for your notes, KT.
Yeah, no problem.
I
don't even know what was in
there. Three or four sentences from them.
Okay.
In my recap.
Oh.
And I'm really sorry.
Oh no. Uh-oh.
Here, so
are they like typos or something?
I post all the lyrics into the damn top in. Here you go. And then you can listen.
There we go.
Anyway.
Cool.
I also apologize if anyone really loves this song for what I did.
Uh-oh.
All right. Well, let's find out if someone hates it because they love the song. Previously on Pork Fried Dice.
Oh my god. Let's go to the granite spikes, fall down to our jet. Some say it's an error, but no matter what you do. Let's go to the granite spikes, fall down to our jet. Some say it's an error, no matter what you fucking do.
That's amazing. Wow.
Holy shit.
Yeah. So wow. Everyone's clear about what we did last time.
Now we're all caught up.
That is the best recap.
So I got to preview this, and Alex said that... asked me if I could recognize any of the lyrics.
Ooh, I mean...
And I said, well, I heard the F word. I
mean, even with the lyrics in front of me, I couldn't recognize the lyrics. I mean, that's good. That's good.
You shouldn't be able
metal.
To.
Presumably this is metal or hardcore.
Country, I think.
What country?
It's got three truths, or three notes and the truth.
Oh,
three chords.
Three
and,
chords,
and the
yeah.
Truth.
That's
three
never
truth. That's so great.
Demons leap. Demons
yep,
leap.
Yep, and the horns. I mean, really, we just talked about what we were going to do some more.
Yeah, 100%.
Mm-hmm. yeah.
I mean, we're going to have to...
You mean we have to talk about what we did last time more?
No, I mean, it was obvious from your guttural... bidding syllables at us that we know exactly what's happening.
I feel like two sessions ago we like talked about what the plan was going to be. Last session we made the plan, and today we should talk about what we planned.
Yeah, because apparently we yeah. Oh man.
Did we tell them what you and I discovered the night?
I don't know who we told.
Did we tell you guys? I think we must have. So I had described the Demon's Leap as Mo, right? At least should share it for the podcast's sake. Will our listeners appreciate this? I don't know. Maybe you'll edit all this out later. But
it was very funny in the moment.
So funny.
I don't think it will be as funny.
Probably
now.
Not. So Mo described Demon's Leap as this thing outside the city by the road, and it has two granite sort of upwards protrusions, as he said, look like horns, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, you told us, but tell it again. Tell
okay.
It again. So good.
And then so later, while talking to the Trent Citizenship Club, you guys were trying to maybe obliquely get some info about this area without directly like showing you were super interested because you didn't want to make this thing tomorrow seem staged. And one of the phrases Will had used was, you know, that the thing up there looks like a couple of corn cobs.
Yeah.
And in the moment, yep. I was thinking he's just like trying to make it so he barely knows what it is. There's these protrusions that I guess could maybe have that shape.
Well,
that was my
called
thought.
It Demon's Leap. And yeah. I was trying to remain like I didn't even know what
right.
the name was
exactly, or
anything
why.
About it. But the reason that I said corn cobs was because of the way that, well, we finished that session
and then,
you were like, that's so weird that you said corn cobs. And I'm like, well, yeah, I was trying
Mo
not
said?
To call it that. But also that's what Mo, you said it was like two corns and you were like, no, two horns. And I'm like, what? And I scrolled
and then I
back
said
in my
it,
notes.
No. First I said it in my head.
The way Mo
no,
would
I said
say
it out
it.
Loud. Yeah. No, he said it looked like horns. It looked like corns.
Yeah.
Look like corns.
Yeah.
And you brought that up with us at some point, and
okay.
I said, yeah, Mo totally said that.
Yeah.
Said corns.
And like,
yeah.
Before
yeah,
you
like
finished the
corns.
Story, that's what
mm-hmm.
I said, because
right.
that's totally what I had heard, too.
Yeah, and you
I
still got
that
it was Demon's Leap, and they looked like,
yes.
like demon, you know,
yes.
corns. But I thought
corn
he said corns.
Look like corns.
Right.
Hilarious.
It was
yeah
very,
no that reminds me of when I was dating my girlfriend in college, Laura, and one day after shortly after we started dating, I like we had a class together and I kind of whispered to her before class like I'm gonna cuddle your brains out tonight, and she was like horrified for some reason. She was just like, what?
Oh,
I was like, I'm gonna cuddle
all.
Your brains
all,
yeah.
yeah
and I kept on repeating it, and
yeah.
then we discovered that she was hearing me say, I'm gonna cut all your brains
yeah
out
like why are you saying that again, like,
and I was like innocently
you?
Like I'm gonna cut all your brains
yeah,
out
yeah. yeah like she must have been racking her brain trying to think of like a movie or a book to reference
uh-huh.
like, is this from something, is this a joke that we said, like why is Adam so insane, what is happening?
I have to quickly tell this story. I have to.
Yes.
My sister once took the dog to the park and its collar got lost.
Uh-oh.
Like its harness, its collar. And she went home to her Brazilian, now ex-husband. And she was telling him that the dog lost its collar. And he's like, what? How is that possible? What? And he thought that
color?
She was trying to tell him that she lost her color.
The dog's lost its color.
A little lost in
that's
translation.
Really
it's
funny.
A slightly different kind of misunderstanding. I apologize,
same.
But it's like one of my
no,
favorite
yeah, totally.
Star rays.
It's totally the same. That's amazing. That's great.
The end. Let's hear the recap again. No, just kidding.
And if you guys take a look at Roll 20, you'll see that I've prepared an updated graphic for you because I thought
ooh.
It might be helpful in discussing the plans you made that you discussed this time around. And if anybody is everything clear on what everything is, or do you need anything explained in the image? And you guys have icons on the right side if you want to move.
Library.
Yep, uh-huh. That's where the book is.
There's the place where we get drinks.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, the ale house.
There's the ferryman.
Yep.
Yeah, which this is
what's
the ferryman right here?
The little boat.
Okay.
The bed is the inn.
Oh yeah, because at the end we were headed to an inn, I think, or something, right? We all kind of
did all the
so kind of
in, right?
No, you did the planning in the ale house.
Yeah, we had a secret. We had our meeting in the alehouse because we thought it was good and private. And Roscoe tried to choke, or Roscoe was teaching us how to choke each other. Uh-huh. It didn't work. And then we had so many plans. And mm-hmm. then we left. And the guy had a waterfall tattoo on his neck.
Yep.
The innkeeper. Or no
the tavern master. Tavern or whatever master, you would call him. Yeah. The
old weird guy. Mm-hmm. And he had a waterfall tattoo on his neck or something that Roscoe found. Roscoe saw. He found it. He was like, hey, look at this tattoo I found. And then... Yeah. Is that, so, and then, Roscoe told Bathwack that to him outside, and then Bathwack decided to go back in to the to the tavern to correct. Talk to him. Or
which is where we're going to start tonight.
What is the circle again with the, that looks like
that's
a wheel?
That's a fountain.
It is a fountain.
Uh-huh. And you see, like, the vertical, like, green and sort of light green things, that's the market street that Shimi was telling you guys about.
Okay.
Oh.
And then the big boat is the cruise ship out in the bay.
Okay.
Cool.
And you can see the road that leads to Demon's Leap up
it's
at the north.
Such a funny, the image is funny just because the boat, the little ferry boat is like crosses the entire river. So I'm like, why is that boat needed? But that river is way big. It's not as big as in Bear Toggle.
No.
Right? But mm-hmm. it's still...
Do you want me to make that boat smaller?
No. I just kept looking at it and I was like, well, there's that big boat. Yeah. Okay. Yes. But then we can't see it.
Exactly. And now, there you go.
It's midday. We're going to look for some place to sleep tonight. And then tomorrow morning is the event.
Mm-hmm. It's a little later in the day, I think. And you've been offered a place to stay. The citizenship club said they are going to put you up at the inn.
For free.
Down the road.
Yeah.
Okay.
And also, I remember that Will stayed behind because he was going to do something with Bernard. Well, like, talk to Bernard or talk to Bathwack or something. Yeah.
Yep. That's all good.
The other thing, from the center of town, say from the alehouse where we are, how far away is Demon's Leap?
It's maybe like a mile.
Mile. Okay. All right.
Okay.
So what? Like a,
I mean, luckily we've been like hiking for weeks because otherwise, yeah, I was going to say Bathwack is like some champion knight. He's just running that mile to get to Demon's Leap or whatever. And Will's like, this was a terrible idea. He has like business shoes on. He's like sweating.
Even though you're flying.
Suit. Well, I guess I could fly, but that was the whole thing. It was like, that flight part was a little wonky because it's like, we can't really fly around if then like we have to get the boots off to show that you fell. It doesn't, I don't know, we'll figure it out, it'll work out.
Yeah,
it'll be great,
it'll be fine.
No problem.
You made a plan.
I think
we should just use the boots as like way to like, if I punch you, you can fly across the, I think you gave me that idea. As in Bathwack
punch me all the way to Demon's Leap.
Yeah.
Picture like some anime thing where you're like, your fist connects with his face and you both fly. Like you're actively punching him. Bathwack, you were gonna go back in the inn to talk to the guy with the waterfall tattoo on his neck, I believe. And so you're doing that. You go back in the tavern, the alehouse. And he is behind the bar. There's a couple patrons there, and he's serving them.
They have a stack of solo cups. I need a pint and a to-go cup.
You don't have a growler that you could have filled? There are no solo cups, I am sorry to say. But I'm sure you probably have a cup on you. He sees you come back in, and he gives you a little nod as he's tending to some patrons, and then he walks over behind the bar. He's still behind the bar, sort of comes up over to you, is wiping his hands on a cloth on his waist, and he says, "Yes, did you forget something? What can I do for you?"
"Yeah, could I get a pint to take with me?"
Yeah, sure. I can You think you might be able to bring the cup back at some point, sir?
Sure.
All right. I can make that happen. One moment.
All right. So when he turns around, I just want to look. It's this tattoo is on his neck, you said?
It's like behind his ear. Like
behind his ear.
Like behind his earlobe.
You're pointing behind your left ear. All right.
Yeah, like hidden by my headphones. It's hidden by his headphones.
Oh, that's, well, then he can't see it. You just broke your own game, Eric.
You rip off his Beats by Dre.
And what does it look like? I mean, is it very familiar to me? Does it look exactly like what used to be on the chain around my neck?
It is extremely similar. It's similar in the way that clock faces is similar. They're not identical, but they're extremely reminiscent of each other. Just like the symbol on the music desk you got off of the Calliope. Was it a Calliope? No, that was just, was it? What he was playing?
I feel like it was.
Yeah.
I feel like it was a Clive.
Yeah, it was. Must have been.
There were so many Clive's there. Makes sense.
It was the
he talked about the weird name it was. Of course it was. Succulent and sweet Calliope or whatever the fuck it was.
Oh, that's nice.
It was a cat. It was a cat.
It was like the cute Calliope. Something about that. Like the cute. Curmudgeonly yet cute. Right?
That sounds right. That was so long ago.
Sure. Good memory.
That was in another city.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's similar in that way. You know, of course, a waterfall is an image. Sure, it could be but you feel like it's pretty dang similar.
Yeah, that's what I was looking for.
Yeah.
He rips it off his ear and
Clockface is with
necklace.
You, by the way. I always forget about him. He's by your side, just so you know.
I'm going to pantomime. Does he want a drink? I guess he doesn't, but I'll ask anyway. Gesturing. Mm-hmm. Oh no, I can talk. He can't talk.
I bet you wish you couldn't talk.
Bathwack likes Clockface because he feels
I don't have to talk.
Yeah.
But no, he
wanna no.
Oh. he cocks his head and shakes his head.
Varnish.
All right. I'll just wait for that guy. Look around the room. I don't know.
Oh, here you go.
Oh. Thank you. Hey,
does it have a lid?
No,
I don't know. No, it doesn't have a lid. I'm going to drink it. Doesn't matter.
I figured.
Drinks in one gulp.
Oh, and I'm going to curly straw.
Here, I'll give your mug back. hey, so I couldn't help but notice you have a tattoo behind your ear.
Oh, this. Yeah. Reaches back and touches it. He knows where it is. It's not a surprise to him.
Yeah.
What?
But he knows where it is. I thought something felt weird back there.
If you don't mind, why did you choose that shape?
Oh, I've had this since I was a boy. To be honest, I don't quite remember how I got it.
Huh.
It's a long time ago.
So it's like, it's been long enough, you just don't really think about it? It's just kind of there?
Yeah, I'd say that's about it. It's all hazy back then.
Hmm. Does it mean anything to you?
Oh, I mean, I like it. It's part of me.
Hmm. Have you heard of Eldath?
Eldath? Isn't that one of those gods?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Why?
I was just curious.
Okay.
I mean, that mark might be related.
Huh.
Have you, but you've never heard of Eldath, so.
I mean, I it sounds familiar. I don't pay too much attention to that kind of thing. I guess, it looks like your friend there has a similar symbol around his neck there, actually.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh.
Do you, Clockface, do you want to show him? Oops, I don't know what I call him. I just call him Clockface.
Yeah, you kind of do.
We all do. Yep.
His name is Charles.
Yep.
Do you want to show him that, Clockface?
And he comes around the bar. Clockface nods, and he go ahead.
I was just, do you see the similarity?
You know, I mean, it, yes, I do. Huh. Where did he get this? Does this, what is it? This has to do with his Eldath. It's his, her, their symbol.
I think Clockface made it.
He nods. Right? Yeah. He nods. Huh. Well, it's nice craftsmanship. Huh. Maybe I'm touched by a god. How about that? Are you touched by a god there, little man? And he puts his hand on Clockface's shoulder, and they both kind of freeze. They don't they don't kind of freeze. They freeze, both of them, in mid motion.
Whoa.
And the barkeep, his mouth drops open, and he begins speaking, but his mouth isn't moving.
I hate that.
Oh, like he opens his mouth and just words start.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Like emerging, even though he's.
Yep. It says, "Step carefully at Demon's Leap. The peaks are what they seem."
Oh, geez.
And then.
Ooh. All right.
The guy sort of shakes his head slightly. And pats a second time as if he's just in the middle of patting. And he says, "Well, that's interesting. I mean, maybe I'll have to look into this Eldath thing." And Clockface is still frozen.
Oh, no.
He's still... I'm going to reach out and touch Clockface. Is he...
You feel he's...
Is he moving?
He's slightly warm when you touch him. Oh. And then... It seems like maybe even with your touch, he moves again. And he's like looking around. I mean, looking. His head is moving around as if he's kind of disoriented. And then he looks up at you, Bathwack, and he says, "Ra."
Ah!
Whoa. He talks?
Well, he says, "Ra."
Ra. Rah, rah. He's just cheering you on.
Jumps up in the air a second. As if he's surprised. And then he goes, "Rah!
Oh.
Rah! Rah! Rah!"
Oh, jeez.
But, Eric, how do you spell "rah"?
I don't know.
Ooh.
Rafina tugs on Bathwack and asks ask Clockface to spell it.
Rafina's spirit can feel what's happening, and she's
Rafina's always there, even when she's not.
Yep. Your extendable eye tugs on Bathwack.
Bathwack turns into a boar.
So, I mean, I've seen people, I've seen people speak like that before. So, I feel like I didn't have a hard time masking my surprise. Okay. But then, when Clockface starts talking, I just like Bathwack's jaw drops.
Mm. Yeah,
what is going on?
And Bathwack's kind of like jumping around. Or Bathwack, sorry. Clockface is like jumping around. He seems excited. Rah! 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 Rah!
I'm going to try to compose myself. And all right. Well, thank you for the pint.
You're done already. Okay.
I look down. It's gone. Yeah. All right. So I just put it up on the bar. And I mean take care of yourself.
All right, you too. Yeah. Your little buddy there's a little excited, maybe gonna calm him down a little bit.
Is he still jumping around?
Kind of. I mean, he's just like, he's not jumping at this point anymore, but he's like very animated. He looks hyper.
Yeah, he's activated. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Hey Clockface, let's go outside.
Rah!
I'll wave at the bartender.
Okay.
And go out.
All right. So you head back out. Will, you've been waiting outside patiently. Bathwack and Clockface come out.
I just wanted to be able to say something to Bernard if it was possible.
Before they come out?
Before they came out.
That's fine.
If that's okay.
It is okay.
All right. Cool. He would just be like, "Hey, Bernard, the reason we're staying behind right now is because I think you need to talk to Bathwack about something."
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What did you do, Will?
I didn't do anything. It's something that, no, it sucks.
It sucks, but it's not something you did.
No, it's not something I did, but it's something that I feel like, I'm just going to have to let you handle yourself. And like, sorry, because I kind of volunteered you for something and I don't even know if I agree with it myself, but I know what you're going to do. Just, you know, just get ready. Cause I think you're going to have to do something like,
okay.
Yeah, probably.
And it sucks.
Yeah. You know, you don't like running a lot. What kind of animals can you change into? I say like changing the subject.
I haven't tried a ton. I don't know. Man. I don't think I've tried one that hasn't worked.
Oh, well, no. Like, really? Can you just... Okay, are there a million people around? I ask out of a character.
Enough. And it's not an empty street.
There's no alley or anything that I can get a phone booth where I can go. Did you just say that you have changed into things and you have been able to do that?
Well, I mean, you've seen. I mean, I've been a bear. I've been a bat. I've been...
Okay.
I probably could be a centipede, though. I don't know if I want to be that again for a while.
Can you be anything that flies?
A bat, I just said.
Yeah. Okay. Is that disorienting?
Had I been a bird? I think I was a bird.
Well, you were a bird... You were in a bird in Barovia. I don't know if you've been a bird since. That's the trouble.
That's interesting.
Even though it's only been a couple weeks, it sure feels like 6 years. You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
How are you doing, Will?
Fine. Oh, no, I'm really great. I mean, like, what do you want me to say? There's a lot of bad shit going on.
We don't
and
like...
I seem to be in charge of too many things.
We don't talk much.
There are people around at all times.
Well, right now there aren't.
Well, except we're in the middle of the street. So there are still a ton of people around. And I'm talking to a dog. I probably look insane. Can everyone hear you? Everyone can hear you. So I don't know. Maybe magical dogs just exist and they're just common. Hopefully we're having a quiet enough conversation.
I think we're all right.
Will gives the evil eye to anyone who might look. Uh-huh. He's just like...
Makes them more curious and
suspicious. Oh, no. Get away from me.
That guy might be crazy. Oh, yeah, he's crazy.
I have foam bubbling out of my mouth.
All right, well, if you need to talk, like, I'm here, you know, I'll be around.
Oh, man, that's the problem.
What?
And then Bathwack bursts through the door.
That's the problem.
Is he really going to burst?
And then what did you say, Bathwack? There, you see Will with Bernard.
By your mic. Will, check this out. And then I gesture to Clockface. Show him.
Rah! Rah!
Ah!
Rah!
Ah, stop. Rah! What the
he
fuck?
He runs right up to you, Will. Rah! Right, like right in your face.
I put your belly. Well, he's little, yeah. So I like put my face, my hand on his face and just, you know, hold him away. What? Get away!
Isn't that amazing, Will?
Yes!
He just started talking.
He's malfunctioning! Turn him off!
He's gonna blow!
What do you think he's trying to say?
I don't know. What is he doing? Why? What happened in there?
Do you mean Rafina?
Rah! Rah!
Okay, wait. Rah! Are you trying to say something? Stop saying that. Are you trying to say a specific word?
He shrugs.
Great. Well, that's useful. It's a good party trick you've learned. What happened in there? What did you do to him?
Nothing. I mean,
rah.
Well, actually, I should tell you because it might be important.
I drank a whole thing of beer and I didn't remember.
That's what happened. I drank this beer and then suddenly the barkeep and Clockface froze. Everything in the room kind of slowed down.
That's a lie.
That's a lie. I mean, I don't know.
I'm just annotating.
Beer of the day. The barkeep opened his mouth, and without moving his lips, he said, "Step carefully at Demon's Leap. The peaks are what they seem." So, I don't know where that's
coming
from.
How did he know we're going to Demon's Leap?
I have no idea. I don't know. Do you want to go back and interrogate him?
Oh, we might have to go back in there and like fucking tie him up and put him somewhere, because if he knows about our plan, that completely throws a wrench into everything.
I don't even think he knew he said anything. Like, I think after he talked, Well, he didn't even talk. I mean, okay. He didn't move
Bathwack.
His
mouth. And now he goes in the door. Oh, Christ. Now I don't want to split the party.
But didn't someone say to us that it's dangerous to be between the peeps?
Yeah, but it was like an urban legend. This guy, what was his face like?
This guy says it might be real.
Oh my God, what was his face like when he said it? What did he?
It was frozen. He was frozen.
He was frozen.
Like not even breathing.
Talked to you about an integral part of our plan. That's suspicious. We probably need to do something to him. To get him to not talk to other people. He was probably listening at the door the whole fucking time.
I don't think so. I don't even think he knows he said anything to us. Or me. Or I don't even know if Clockface remembers.
Man, he shakes his head.
What? You don't remember? What?
He shakes his head. Rah!
Oh, God.
Yeah, I think that means no.
It doesn't mean anything, Bathwack. He's a machine malfunctioning. Rah! That is what's happening now. You probably spilled your beer on him, Rah! And in the process, he's Rah! Melting down.
Maybe he's trying to. Do you need something, Clockface?
He shakes his head.
Yeah, see, okay.
He's just having fun.
Oh, that sounds so much fun. But what I'm saying is, like, we need to go get everybody else because now we need to do something about this guy. He can't know that we're going to Demon's Leap. What? He was fucking listening.
I bet he doesn't.
So here's the trouble. Will knows Bathwack can't tell anything about anything, like with lying or anything. So Will is very concerned, like, that this guy just pulled one over on Bathwack, like, was trying to warn him about Demon's Leap as, like, a kindness or something. But then it's like, yeah, I don't know anything. What do you mean? I didn't say anything. Like, Will is how do I feel so shitty. I don't want to keep, I don't know. How do I do this without having to go and interrogate this guy again myself?
You got to do what you got to do.
How would we tell, oh God, what would Will do in order to tell whether this, torture. I mean, that's the easiest thing. Or I could go read his mind. That's what I'll do. I'll go read, okay, just wait a second.
Yeah, that seems, I bet he doesn't remember anything. But we can find out quickly and then leave without drawing any more attention to ourselves.
But if he doesn't know, says Bernard, make sure you don't let on that you
care
that
he
knows something.
You're right, but how do we get him? That's what I'm saying. He could... How do I... I can read his thoughts, but
he'll
know that I'm
reading
his thoughts.
How big of a risk is this guy, says Bernard.
Yeah, we could kill him or something, but what if he's like a spy for the captain and then this whole thing falls apart? What if he's a spy for anybody? This whole thing, Bathwack, this whole plan hinges on people not knowing that this is fake. The entire thing, your wife and child, all those things. And I look at Bernard and he has no idea what I'm talking about. But
yeah, it's true.
Want to tie him up now? That's what I'm saying. What do we do? We gotta make sure that he does not.
But also, if you tie him up, isn't that also suspicious? Or are you just gonna leave him tied up forever? Says Bernard.
Yeah, we still have to get through the night.
And through the next however many weeks.
So all of that, yes, but all of, yeah, so the easiest thing to do would be to kill him.
Can't kill him.
Why?
Isn't done anything wrong?
Him, like, or your heck? Wife and child?
I don't think he knows anything.
It's his wife and child, Will.
Okay, yeah, sure. All right, well, sure, I guess. Yeah, except it's also my hide, because we're about to do this whole thing, and if this guy goes and informs, and then everybody knows, and then, like, we're doing this stupid fight, and then everyone turns on me, what about that? I'm the villain here.
We know, Will.
Thanks.
Can't we just read his mind and find out what he's thinking? And I mean, if
he will know,
if this is really at the top of his mind, won't you?
Well, we have to make sure that that's how do I make sure it's at the top of his mind? Because that's the thing. I can cast it. He won't know what's going on. But if I go in there too much, he will feel it. And he has got to be thinking about, like,
Don't, what really if you bring Bathwack in with you and he talks to him again?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. What if I just go in and I say, you know, you said something to me earlier. Did you mean it? I don't know, something like that.
And then he won't. Sure, let's try it that way. I can always just burn this place down if I need to. I mean, what are you going to do? Stop me?
You've got eye bite locked and loaded.
That's true.
Locked and loaded.
The entire bar pees their pants. Yeah.
Jeez.
Oh, well.
Oh, my God. I'm going to have to, and this is also why, and also the spell is a big deal, and I'm running out of energy.
If everybody finds out, you could just lead them all on a ghost tour to see the topless ghost, and then they'll forget about everything else. No, this is Eric.
Oh, okay, the topless ghost. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, it sounds.
So you all go back in.
Yeah.
Rah.
It's. I only have a minute, so yeah, I'll say that too. It's only about a minute, so we got to get that in his head without giving anything away.
All right, let's do it.
Rah.
I'm going in.
Okay.
I'm walking in the door.
I'm trying to cast the spell like behind Bathwack's back so I have as much time as possible.
Okay.
I'm going to walk up to the bar.
Ah, third time's a charm.
Yeah, I'm going to order another pint. Okay. Can I have another pint?
Yeah, yeah.
To go?
To go this time? You sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Same cup. I haven't washed it yet. There you go.
All right.
Ew. And, wait a second. I point at it and clean it.
Do you?
Yes.
That was his cup.
Yeah, who? Okay, he left the building. It could be anyone's cup.
True.
So did you mean what you said to me a minute ago? I it's still on my mind. Will.
I cast the spell behind his back, so yeah. All right.
You mean about my, about the tattoo, about looking into Eldath?
Yeah.
On the surface of his mind, that's basically what he's saying is what's on the surface of his mind. You don't get anything about the demon's leap or anything like that.
What are those two corn cobs out there? No, I'm sorry.
You could go for some corn on the cob right now.
Yeah. No, I'm going to say something like, you know, what do you, did you say something to me about the peaks around the waterfall?
Peaks?
No. You see them? Oh, yeah, I'll call Clockface over again. And I'll gesture to like something in the neighborhood of the waterfall, like as if it's a something there.
I don't remember that, Sonny. Peaks. Oh. No, my memory's a little spotty here and there, but I'm not sure I follow. What did I say?
Oh, I don't know. We were just talking about the similarity between your tattoo and this.
Yeah, that's why I was going to look into this whole Eldath thing, but I don't remember anything about peaks. I don't really...
He gets down and kind of squints at Clockface's necklace who he's holding up. I don't see any peaks there.
Maybe it's just something I was thinking and I didn't say.
Okay.
All right.
And he doesn't think of Demon's Peak at all during that whole time. He literally...
It's not Demon's Peak.
Oh, what is it called?
Demon's Leap.
Oh, Leap.
But okay. He said
I peaks. Heard demons speak. It's getting bad. It's getting really bad.
Demons speak.
No, he said, Bathwack would have said, he said, step carefully at Demon's Leap. The peaks are what they seem.
Okay.
So that's why Bathwack is asking about the peaks.
Okay. All right. Sorry. Okay.
Everything on the surface is what he's saying.
All right.
Could I try to... Can I imagine that Bathwack set his beer on the table, and can I delve deeper while knocking that over, like gesturing at something across the bar? So in the hopes that maybe the distraction of spilling a beer all over the guy might distract him a little bit from getting noticed that he is having a spell.
It's going to take some checks.
Okay, I'll try.
Some checks mix.
I know that's not, it's just me making things up. So what do you want me to do?
All right, so...
There must be some other way.
Well, I'm your valet, so I'll probably have to buy you two to compensate. That's in our culture, I'm assuming.
All right, so you can either make
drink.
You can either make a sleight of hand or an arcana check.
Ooh! Sleight of hand, sleight of hand, sleight of hands, and hand. Sleight of hand. Boo! Uh-oh, 23.
We'll see.
Okay.
So you're going to delve deeper.
You knock over the beer?
You're delving deeper into this guy's... Yeah, the beer is spilled all over this guy.
All over the guy, yeah.
Yeah. You delve deeper.
Yeah, just to see if I can see anything.
Yep. Like diving into a deep, clear pool.
I should be like, demon, damn it! To see if it triggers anything in his brain.
You dive into old Rondell's mind.
His name's Rondell.
Old Rondell.
Old Rondell.
Old Rondell.
Rah.
Rah. He's... slightly wondering why Bathwack keeps leaving and coming back in.
Okay.
He thinks this guy might be the king of Gully's End, but he's not sure.
Oh.
He is happy that this funeral nonsense is over with, so that way business picks back up again. He doesn't understand the big fuss about the ferret.
All right, Will immediately exits this idiot's mind if he if he doesn't.
He knows
have
the captain's
that's...
a big deal here, but it's not
and
enough.
He even know. Oh,
to
that's
care
a,
about
that,
the ferret
it's like,
thing.
It's like I can see myself squirming out of his brain, and then I see that, and I'm like, oh, the captain. Does he have any more thoughts about the captain?
He's fine with the captain. The captain's, you know, he's brings a lot of money into Trent, but you know. Probably be fine without him. We were fine before him. We'd be fine after him, but okay. I guess it can't hurt.
All right. I come out and I immediately am like, oh, your majesty, I apologize. And I'm like trying to like, if there are napkins or towels or whatever, I'm trying to clean things up, prestidigitate whatever I can. Like only focusing on Bathwack because this guy he's like not sure if he's the king of Gully's End. He's going to know that he's the king of Gully's End after this performance is all I'm going to say.
Okay.
Just brushing him off and I'm like, oh my gosh, like, and I'm like bowing down, I'm like, sorry, I apologize, and then I'm like and then I'm just like, two more drinks, you know, like of the same, like, okay, yeah, that's what he does.
That's quite all right. That's part of the job. You get beard spill on you every day. And he tops
not
off two clean
the king
cups.
Of Gully's End.
Oh, you know, I was wondering if that was you.
I was thinking of shooting Will a glance, like, let's not make a big deal of this. And then I realized that he's setting the stage for our confrontation tomorrow. Yeah. So I let it go. What did the barkeep say to me?
He was pouring two drinks. And he said, king of God, I thought that was you. I thought it. I was pretty sure I didn't want to impose if you were keeping a low profile. But here, two drinks on the house. For the king of Gully's End and his entourage, gesturing to Will and the dog.
I feel
and
like
Captain
we totally
Clockface.
Did tell this guy that he was the king, by the way, when we came in. I think I was acting like that. Yeah. Because I was dressed up as the guy, too. So maybe he just wasn't he doubted it. But that's why I was trying to put on the performance.
Yeah.
All right.
Or he forgot. He's old.
He's old. He just forgot. Oh. I can't
Mark
get out Justin of his mind.
So
I'm trapped
disappointed
there.
In our
yeah. Mark Justin is gonna. He's
why
gonna quit.
Why didn't the wiki for our last session get published before we recorded this session? That's on him.
All right.
I'm sorry, Mark.
And don't worry about returning the cups. You keep these as a souvenir of the alehouse of Trent.
Oh well, thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Well, I forgot your actual name. I mean, your stage name, Will. But let's pretend Bathwick remembers it.
Valencio Beijman.
Valencio. Yes, that's right. All right. Come now, valet. Let's leave. Thank you.
I'm continuously prestidigitating, even though there's nothing else, and I'm putting like sparkles on your shoulders, like making him very fancy. Like he's definitely looking like the king. And I, at one point when I'm bending over and prestidigitating, I'm like, billow, as if I can make his cape billow, but I don't know if it works.
No, but you can probably prestidigitate a little
wind.
Yeah,
there you go. Yeah.
A little puff of air.
All right. That's fine. We can say bye to this guy.
All right. You leave.
Good. Phew. All right. One less murder we have to commit.
What?
He's an idiot. He knows nothing. He knows nothing. Who says that, Bernard?
Eric.
Eric hates me so much.
He doesn't know anything. He's an idiot. He doesn't. Yeah. He barely knew you were the king of Gully's End. That's why I had to make sure you looked like a king, because otherwise, let's face it.
So, but he had no idea, right?
Yeah, no, as far as I could tell, he didn't. So, you know.
Bathwack was right again, says Bernard, looking at Will.
I don't look at Bernard. I just gaze.
Rah.
Oh, God. I'm in the Bathwack fan club right now. This sucks. I gotta get back to some other people. Rah. Thanks, bro.
But Will, so I don't know where the message came from, but we should be careful.
So if this guy just said that, what did he look like? Like, what, you say he froze. Like, what?
Yeah, he just froze. Like, his muscles didn't move at all. His mouth froze open.
Like the guy in the
bar. And
the
voice just kind of came out of it.
All right. Great. We have no time to make a new plan. Actually, we have plenty of time. We have like a whole day.
The middle of the peaks, right? We can't go. Isn't that what the history, so whatever they called, History Society?
Citizenship Club.
Historical.
Yeah, the Citizenship Club. Yeah,
that's right.
Oh. We're fine if we don't go in between the peaks, right?
The peaks are what they seem. We need to tell everybody. This is news that everybody has to hear, and then you all will still have hope, and I'll say, hey, no, actually, Roscoe might be on my side with this one. When he hears that maybe he doesn't care that one of us die. I don't know what to think about what his opinion is going to be.
I mean, can't you both fly, says Bathwack? Or Bernard? Bleh.
Too many but the names. Point is, we can't have everyone see that Bathwack can just fly. I don't know.
But you wanted to pretend that he falls.
What is the... This, I don't know, this might be, I am not used to executing plans in a area that I am completely unfamiliar with. We need to go talk to everybody else.
All right, let's go, says Bernard. Wait, Will, didn't you want to talk to Bathwack, though?
Yeah, but not with Clockface saying raw all over the place. Clockface, go away. Go raw somewhere else. I don't want you to mime out anything.
He looks up at Bathwack and says, "Rah."
Why? Clockface has been here the whole time, right?
The session.
But I mean,
but also generally,
what I mean is, Clockface heard the whole plan. Right? Yeah,
it's not about the plan, Bathwack. It's not about the plan.
Wait, so you want to tell him you? All right,
it's something else.
All right. Sorry, Clockface. Can you give us a minute?
He shrugs. Rah! And he walks in the direction that Rafina and Roscoe and whoever the fuck else is around went.
All right.
Oscar. Pippa.
All right, now that we're conveniently alone. It took so much effort. Yeah. You guys need to talk, because Bathwack needs you to do a huge favor for him, Bernard.
Yeah, you hinted at as much. Something that would be awful or terrible
don't say... What? Yucky? I never used those words.
You Bathwack, definitely didn't say yucky.
I did not use those words. I just mean that it's going to be a big journey. Bathwack, that's what we're talking about. You needed to ask Bernard something. If you don't... No, you know what? Alex?
I'm a little confused. I thought that Bernard volunteered.
He was not around. He wasn't there. So, yeah, we have not had this discussion. Like, I am not going to volunteer Bernard. He's a person. He's not just a familiar. He's not just a dog. Like, he's a human being. So that's why, like, we already talked about this. I can just take this all out. But, like...
And the idea is that Bernard can probably keep talking to you.
Well, we don't know that, actually, not at all. It's just the idea that
he could go
Bernard
incognito.
Can go tell them what's happening so they can be aware that you're coming and that, like, things are happening and we're not just, like, leaving them there. Don't do anything desperate. Like, people are coming to help.
I see. I understand. All right, well, so I guess we just explain this to Bernard.
But Will is asking you, Bathwack, to ask Bernard. Because that's important to Will.
Yeah. But first I want to ask Will, like, Will, are you okay with this?
It's not my decision. I already said that. I said it earlier. It's not my decision. He looks visibly upset, though. He's like, it should be. It should be my decision.
Just like everything.
If Will doesn't, I can't ask Bernard if Will doesn't really want me to.
Okay, Bernard.
Yeah.
Listen.
I've been listening.
He has a wife and a child, and they're trapped in a stupid castle across the stupid country.
Altaday and Radiant.
Yeah. And they are trapped in the middle of a fucking coup, in the middle of a horrible situation. You know all the bad stuff that's happening. I'm assuming you've heard some of that, at least.
You
know
all the shit that's happening in Gully's End. I think you shared the salient points.
Yeah, sure. You know all the shit that's happening in Gully's End. So we need you to get there because it's going to take us way too long to get there.
Right.
And tell them. And he looks at Bathwack like, tell them what?
Tell them whatever they hear. I'm not dead, but they need to keep this secret.
So share the truth.
I'll be there soon.
And that help is coming. Yes, exactly. To not like do something stupid and get yourselves killed.
Do you want me to like keep them safe, protect
them?
What
are you going to do? No, I don't know. What can you turn into? That's part. Okay. Nope. Well, just excuse
them. Hide them.
Hide them. Sure. Okay.
But I can't ask you to risk your life.
Well, I mean, you can ask. I've lost family. I know what it's like. Will does too.
I mean, I'm hoping that it won't be so dangerous for you because you might be able to stay hidden.
Yeah, you're just going to fly in the middle of a gully on fire and there's a coup going on and it's in the middle of the castle and they're in like a safe room and it's impossible to find probably. Oh, shit. Did we ever like get the location of... Wait, no, we did that last time, right? We
clarified
realized
it
that
last
we
time.
Hadn't we hadn't gotten it, but we know where it is. Okay, yeah, Bathwack knows where it is. Okay, yeah, you have to like go to a safe room and get into it somehow with your, I don't know, dog paws. It's super easy. It's not a big deal at all. You should totally do it.
But like you say you can't ask, but I mean, again, Will and I both have lost family. We know how that feels. You know, I was lucky enough to find him again and he found me. We still have people that are lost to us, maybe forever. I don't know. But I mean, at this point, I from my perspective, and I think it's a rather unique one, I would say that you are Will's family too. And I'm his family.
I was going to say that this timeline or whatever this is that we're in. I mean, we saw it all change in Bear Toggle. It might change again here.
Right.
I don't know what will gain or lose when that happens. But I mean, you're here. You've been here.
Yeah.
Just don't take any unnecessary risks.
He's really good at that. He's good at taking risks.
For the right reasons.
Yeah, okay. Is that a yes?
I think it's about as clear of a yes as I can give. Right, yes, so. I will do that. A brother of Will is a brother of mine.
Bathwack looks a little bit confused.
Will's annoyed. Bathwack's confused. Bernard is crying. At least one of them is emotionally developed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I should probably go then.
God, like right now.
Why not?
Right in the middle of the street.
You want to give me a hug, Will?
You're a dog.
What do you want to hug instead?
I don't know. Not this. Yeah. He gets down on the ground and hugs him for sure.
And then Bathwack gets out his GoPro and takes a picture.
Rufina cannot believe she's missing this.
He reaches up and puts his paws on your shoulders, Will.
And he's like, don't die again.
I don't plan on it.
What happens if you die? Do you die for real?
I don't know. What happens if you die?
I probably just die. That's just probably the end of me. But
maybe
if you die and you don't come back again.
I'm not planning on it.
Okay, please don't.
Okay. But you two have each other, right?
Oh, stop. I'm whispering to you.
He's not whispering.
Yeah, but you're like, this is different, Bernard.
Bathwack's totally listening.
All right, I think it's time to go.
Bernard.
Bathwack, will you take care of Will?
Oh my God, stop.
Of course.
Bernard, you were so dumb. Is there something I could give you to help? You are so impulsive sometimes. I knew you were going to do this. What can we do to make him safer? He can't die. Will is like really scared. Looking at you like with eyes that are like suddenly revealing a lot of emotion.
Bernard says, I love you too, Will.
No, he can't die. He can't die. We got to do something. Is there something we can give him? Is there something we can do?
I'll be fine, Will.
This
it's okay.
This is not good.
It's okay. No one's looking for me. I'm just an animal.
Yeah. How many animals can you change into?
A lot. I'll be fine.
Oh my God.
You're good. I'm good. I can kind of sense where you guys are. I'll know when you're around. I'll find you again once you get there. We'll meet back up in Gully's End. Okay?
Okay. No. Wait. So he reaches into his pouch. He's gonna. Does Bernard doesn't have like a collar, does he?
No.
Fuck. Do you have any string or anything? He's pulling out. Okay, I have a small silk bag. A
primordial pouch. You want to put some stuff in his primordial pouch.
I must have string or something. Do you have any string? Do you have like a rope, Bathwack? A string?
I have a long rope. I could cut a piece off of it or something.
Okay. And what happens if I string this to you? Does it like keep being attached? I pull out my lucky stone. I'm gonna try to tie it to Bernard's like neck and see if I can get it to stay on him when he like changes shape. Can I have a pencil? I just don't, because I'm gonna have to cross this off of my thing.
I mean, if we have a little bit more time, I mean, Clockface is really handy. Maybe he could help us craft something that would stay on Bernard.
There must be a store around here.
Millings Goods and Sundries.
Oh my God, is it close?
Kind of.
Yeah, like it's just if we pass a store, I buy something that's like a collar or something. I don't want this to take all night. It doesn't have to. It's just I need something. He takes out the lucky stone. I have all kinds of stuff. It's hard to look through all this stuff really quickly.
You just need like a length of leather or something.
Right.
Ooh. Well, I can just cut it off of my wearing. I'm wearing chainmail.
I have
just
so
like
I have
out of the
multiple...
crotch of your pants.
Yeah, exactly. I just cut a piece of clothing off. It's fine.
I have multiple like pouches.
Yeah, you just tie a pouch around.
I was thinking I could take like the string from these pouches and then making these two pouches don't have a string and maybe like
we'll just
tying
give
the
them a
string.
Pouch.
And I like this that I have this pouch that had the 20 silver marbles in it.
Okay.
That I like ball bearings or whatever, and yep. I could put the stone in that and like tie that around or whatever. Perfect. Bathwack's giving me. Can we make something that like is like a collar and so he has the lucky stone?
Okay, you do that.
All right, bye bye, lucky stone. Fuck, fucky stone.
Thanks, Will.
Oh my God.
You gonna be okay?
He like won't let go of his ears. Like he has his fists on his ears. Like, you know how you rub a dog's ears, but he has them just like there.
He likes
it. He just won't let him go. All right, you're a dog. This is weird. Yeah, this is okay. Get there. Don't die.
He licks your face.
Stop. I mean, don't stop. I don't know what to say.
And he runs off down the street.
Oh my God. He just runs away. Fly or something. What if somebody stabs you right here? Fuck.
He's run over by a truck.
Yeah. An anvil falls out of the sky.
Oh my God. Okay. I do have a scroll of...
All right, he's gone.
Okay. No. I'm thinking of myself. I'm thinking of a way to check on him, whether he's alive. I have a scroll that would be burned up, but I have a scroll of scrying.
Yeah.
That I've never used. That's from Barovia. So I could use that to check on him once. Okay.
Wah. Now it's just you and Bathwack.
Will, like, he runs away, and Will, like, just pointedly doesn't even look at Bathwack and just walks. Like, just walks in the direction of the hotel.
I'll give Will some space. Walk. Okay. I'll walk next to him, but I'll give him some space.
All right. So you guys walk towards the hotel. By the time you get there, Rafina and Roscoe have already got things kind of set up for you. The inn is called Beds Aplenty.
Plenty.
It has a total of 7 rooms, one of which has already been rented out, but the other 6 are available to you all to use as you see fit. The innkeeper's name is Bramley, and he got everybody sort of assigned and got their keys and everything, so Rafina and Roscoe are waiting for you as you arrive at the hotel, the inn.
Say the name of the guy again?
Bramley.
Bramley.
Wilford Bramley.
Walford.
His name
Bramley.
Is Bramley Walford. I hope.
Probably.
Good. Is there mustard everywhere?
Everywhere.
Why is the room already covered in mustard?
Hey, where's Bernard?
He's going to Gully's End.
Rah.
What?
Because he has to protect Queen and Princess.
I've moved on from that. I'm whatting about the clock face saying raw.
Yeah, he talk. He not talk before. Raw.
What happened? Clock face, what's going on with you? High five.
He high fives you. Raw.
Aw. Now say fee.
Raw.
Oh, okay. We'll work on it. Bathwick, what'd you do to him?
Nothing. He started rawing all on his own.
Okay. All right. Well.
Oh no! But I'll tell Rafina about the weird thing the bartender said.
So Rafina and Roscoe get the
and
lowdown
Chibi and
on
Bo.
That.
Oh yeah.
All of us. Yeah. Well, we're all set up here.
Will opens his tent and goes inside.
Where?
In the room.
In his own. You have 6 rooms.
Oh, we each have our own room?
One is rented to somebody else. The remaining 6 are available for you all.
Oh, nice. Wait, does that space out? No, it doesn't, because we have more than 6 people. So we still have to share.
Right now, it's 6. Well, Clockface, he doesn't count as a person. He's luggage. So I think not counting him, there's 6 of you.
Okay.
Which I didn't actually count. I just...
Wow.
That's what I decided, how many rooms there were.
Okay, cool.
There's some animals. Those don't count either.
Okay.
There's 4 party members and Shimi and Mo.
Where's the person who's renting out a room who isn't one of us? Where is their room?
So there's 3 on the bottom. There's 4 rooms on the bottom, 3 on the top floor, and 1 of the bottom floor rooms is rented out. Are you guys just trying to just wait out the night at this point until the next day?
No, wait, did Bathwax tell Rafina and Roscoe, like, what the devil's leap thing, like, he said that? Like,
I think he said he communicated it to everybody, yes.
So, like, guys.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I know you aren't going up there, but it was like a moment of, you know, he's saying that the guy talked without moving his mouth, like that weirdo in the bar in...
Hold on a second. They're having a...
Oh.
A spousal communication. All right. Everybody back?
We're back.
All right. So you guys are in the hotel lobby, and I think the
the last thing was being discussed was, should the plan be altered? Because of the,
like, I don't know, like, how the safe
message
is it?
From Rondell.
Guys, what do you think it could be? Like, what could you think it's a, this is,
I don't know. Some kind of magic.
No, Bathwack.
Let's just avoid it. Let's just not go in between.
What did the very first guy that did that weird thing with his mouth back in the bar in Norton? Is that the right town? In Norton, where we own a bar, right? Yes, we own that bar. Yeah, back in that town, that guy with his just mouth hanging open and a creepy blaring message. If it was anything like that, it probably has something to do with slivers or gods. And I don't like it.
I mean, maybe that's it's trying to protect us. Just saying to stay away.
Who would be trying
you
to protect us?
You think it's lying to us?
I don't know.
Maybe it's just information.
If they're trying
maybe
to protect us.
Maybe it's not trying to hurt us or protect us. It's just giving us information. What wisdom can we gain from it? Says Rufina in a serious voice.
What should we do in the meantime? Should we go scout it out? Should I push Bathwack into the middle of the horns?
Well, we could just decide to think of a different way to do it, but you guys won't go for that. Because now we've had a prophecy about the horns, so we have to.
Let's just kill me to the right or the left of the horns.
Honestly, I'm okay with that, as long as this is not a terrible idea. But also, yeah, what if it's not actually that specific? What if the whole place is bad? How many idiots have we talked to who have been like, yeah, watch out, this was a god thing?
But how many bad places have we been? What's one more?
How many diamonds do we have?
Bathwack, I think we're going to be going to a lot more bad places. I would just like to be alive to reach those other bad places. I don't think we have to voluntarily go to a place that's marked as bad and is professed to be bad. And that says one of us is going to die. Because I'm telling you right now, I'm not going to sacrifice myself for you.
Yeah, but it's going to be dramatic. It's going to be, what was it?
If you really die, like, let's not.
There was a word in the recap that was great that I wanted, not in my recap, in your.
Oh, okay.
No, no, not that one. shoot, but I don't know how to use my mail anymore. Let's see. In the notes that you sent me, KT.
I don't know. I don't remember.
Right here. Those are your notes.
Huh? Here.
It was in great. Last week's.
It was.
Talking about
it has sleep. the flare.
It has the flare. I don't even. What was this for? The place?
Yeah, demon sleep.
Yeah, yeah.
It has the flare.
It has the juice, just like all
the
horns.
It has the juice. Yeah. Will's gonna look at Roscoe and be like, Roscoe, I thought you'd be like on my side as the bad luck guy, but apparently, if you're not being under the influence of the bad luck, you don't care, and that's fine, but I at least thought you'd be negative about it and be on my side.
Roscoe not say anything yet.
I know, nothing
at all tonight. He has not even say I'm Roscoe LaFleur.
Uh-oh, who's here? Well,
Roscoe's just been kind of, is there like a fireplace mm-hmm. in the lobby mm-hmm. of the Roscoe's just been sitting kind of off to the side, kind of uncharacteristically, yeah, quiet and introspective. But he's been listening. He hears everything. And when Will talks to him, he'll just be like, it's just a bit more choreography. You know, that's all it is. It's information. It's choreographic information.
But we aren't involved with the choreography. Like, that's
the
problem.
That's where you're wrong, Will. That's a part of any good performance, is taking the place into account and making it seem like the place is in control when actually you are. It's just like I was telling you earlier about each other. You've got to make it seem like the peaks, or the, what are they? Are they peaks or leaps?
Leaps.
Are they horns or corns? I don't know.
Yep.
You've got to make it seem like they're the ones with their hands around your throat. But really, you're in control. So I think practically speaking, Bathwack's right. You just have to make sure, apparently, not to go between them. Maybe you could each stand on top of one of them.
Mm.
That would be dramatic. That would have flair.
Do they look like they might be wide enough for us to stand on or something? Like, and not go in between? So is there like a bunch of flat ground in between? Well, didn't you say we could see it, though, from afar?
You can kind of. I mean, it's a mile away.
So what I'm asking is, does it look like it's two corns really close to each other? Or is there like a big significant looking expanse? Like, is it like a solid rock like this?
You can't really tell from this angle.
Huh. One corn at the North Pole, one corn at the South Pole. Everywhere is in between.
Hey everyone, if you like what you hear, please consider leaving us a kind review wherever that sort of thing happens. Also, support us by sending us a tip on Ko-fi. You can find all of our social media links at porkfrieddice.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.